Leo Frank, Georgia Supreme Court, Appeals Records 1913, 1914, page 161. Here is the extracted text from the image, an average of something like anywhere from 50 to 60 or 70 cubic centimeters, or say from a half to a third of what was found in this case. And it was plainly evident that none of this material had gone into the small intestine, because that was examined for it from the mouth out to the beginning of the large intestine, which is many feet away from it in the neighborhood of something like 25 feet away. And there was very little food found in the small intestine, none at all. As a fact in the small intestine, which showed clearly, as I have said, that the contents of the stomach had not begun to be pushed on into the small intestine at the time that death occurred. This pushing on begins in about half an hour after such a meal as this, and by the time an hour is reached, the greater part of what is introduced into the stomach is already down in the small intestine, so that it becomes very clear from this that digestion had not proceeded to any extent at all. The above testimony of Dr. Harris was objected to when offered because the same was argumentative. It was not, as Movant contends, a statement of fact, scientific or otherwise, from which the jury could for themselves draw conclusion, but was a mixture of fact and arguments. The court declined to rule out this testimony and declined to force the witness to abstain from argument and state the facts. This argument of the witness was clearly prejudicial to the defendant, and failure to rule out the testimony was error 21. Because the court permitted the witness C.B. Dalton to testify over the objection of defendant, made when the evidence was offered and before cross-examination, that the testimony was irrelevant, incompetent, immaterial, and illegal, dealt with other matters than the issues on trial and was prejudicial to the defendant's case, that he knew Leo Frank, visited the Nation Al Pencil Co.'s plant, and saw Frank there four or five times, that he was in the office of Leo Frank, that he has been there three or four times with Miss Daisy Hopkins, and at these times Frank was in his office, that the witness had been in the basement, going down the ladder, that Frank knew he was in the building, but does not know whether Frank knew he was in the